This is Matt Wells at UN News. When COVID-19 locked down Cambodia last year, people with HIV were afraid that they'd lose life-saving access to regular supplies of antiretroviral drugs. Fortunately, that never happened, thanks to a successful new medicines distribution scheme and a little bit of help from social media platforms too, as UNAIDS country director Vladanka Andreeva told UN News' Daniel Johnson.
So let me start from the beginning, and let me just say that when it comes to the state of play of HIV, Cambodia is doing really super well. It has been recognized as one of the 7 countries globally that have achieved the so-called 19-19-90 targets as early as 2017.
Can I just jump in there, Vladanka? What's that 19-19-90, please?
19-19-90 are global targets that have been set. The first 90 target speaks to the percentage of people that should know their HIV status. That's 90%. The second 90 speaks to the percent of people who know their status that are in treatment. And the very last 90% speaks of the percentage of people who are in treatment and their viral load is suppressed, and so they cannot really transmit HIV.
Right. So when COVID arrived a year ago, or just over a year ago now, in Cambodia, what were the fears? Were there concerns that there wouldn't be, with all the transport restrictions, that there wouldn't be a transfer of HIV medicines to the country?
You know, I think people living with HIV in Cambodia, as well, you know, as the rest of the Cambodians, were really under a huge stress. Not only a high stress, but also a lot of stress was put on the economy of the country. And I think in particular for people living with HIV, one of the fears was, would they have continued access to both prevention and treatment services? So, you know, early in the pandemic last year, what UNAIDS has done together with the National AIDS Program, with the communities and different local organizations, we did a survey. We went and we asked people living with HIV and so-called key population, men who have sex with men, people who use drugs, transgender people, sex workers, what are their fears? How can we help them? What's the access to prevention and treatment services for them like since the COVID-19 pandemic started? And based on those answers, we decided to introduce early monitoring, and we're really looking at early indication of disruption of services. Second, we try to be a bit more innovative in the way we are offering services. You know, usually, in particular, the prevention services are offered in outreach work, which means people are going outside when we know where key populations are and offering prevention services, education, access to HIV testing to them outside. However, now we have moved most of the offer for HIV prevention services in the virtual world. We're using different social media platforms to reach out to them, and we have introduced HIV self-testing as yet another option.
So you feared the worst when the COVID-19 pandemic really shut down the country, and that included the closure of the biggest and oldest HIV treatment site in the capital, Phnom Penh. That was repurposed, wasn't it, to help COVID-19 patients?
True. One of the first efforts that Ministry of Health has done since the onset of the pandemic is really to have a central COVID-19 center. Unfortunately, the chosen selection was the oldest HIV treatment site in the capital. So what we have done, again, collectively with Ministry of Health and the National AIDS Program, we have ensured smooth transition of all patients, and that was the largest cohort of patients in Phnom Penh, into a new treatment site. We have provided, in addition to the services that have been offered, plus additional counselors, just to make sure that people knew where to go next and how to take up their medicines. And we have also provided face masks and sanitizers. The second effort that we have made is really, we have used COVID-19 as an accelerator for promotion of multi-month dispensing of treatment. What does that mean? Instead of going every month to pick up your antiretroviral treatment, now people can go and pick up their treatment every 3 months, and some of them even on 6 months basis. That means that they go less frequently to the treatment sites, which limits their exposure to COVID-19, but also saves them money that they would spend normally on transport.
So there's been no problem getting hold of HIV medicines during the pandemic and during the import-export restrictions that we've seen?
One of the biggest fears, obviously, was the potential indirect impact of COVID-19 on the supply chain. We were lucky enough that we have not recorded any shortages of medicine in Cambodia. We have started this multi-month dispensing before the onset of the pandemic. But, you know, 1 year ago, we had only 34% of people who are on treatment having access to multi-month dispensing. Today, we have more than 54% of people on treatment that have 3 or 6 month supply of their medicines.
And is there any stigma associated with HIV still in Cambodia, as there might be with COVID-19, or at least in the beginning?
Oh, we are still not immune to stigma and discrimination. And, you know, and this is sometimes coupled with a reluctance to disclose one HIV status, because the key population that I have referred to earlier on, men who have sex with men, people who use drugs, entertainment workers, transgender women, sometimes they buy or sell sex. And these people are really hard to reach with HIV intervention. And I think, again, this whole innovation of moving some of the services into the virtual space has opened a door to reach some of these unreached population and offer services to them, but also making sure that the uptake, particularly of HIV testing, as knowing your HIV status is very important, then you can know if and what prevention measures you should uptake, or if your HIV status is positive, how to get on treatment is very, very important.
UNAIDS is advocating that all countries, ministries of health and national AIDS programs, grant access to 3 months or more of antiretroviral therapy for all people with HIV, including refugees and migrants. So how many countries currently support this multi-month dispensary of HIV drugs?
In this region, Asia and the Pacific, most of the countries have already adopted that into their national programs. And I think, you know, Cambodia is not unique by using COVID-19 as an opportunity, really, to scale up this initiative.